From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigns. He threw in the towel following widespread reports he had misled administration officials about his contacts with Russia. Flynn, a retired Army general, acknowledged late Monday he had, in his words, inadvertently briefed Vice President Mike Pence and others with incomplete information. That information regarded phone conversations he had with the Russian ambassador in the weeks before President Trump took office. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said Flynn was asked for his resignation because he had lost the trust of the president.
The president was very concerned that General Flynn had misled the vice president and others. He was also very concerned in light of sensitive subjects dealt with by that position of national security advisors like China, North Korea, and the Middle East, that the president must have complete and unwavering trust for the person in that position.
The president named retired Army General Keith Kellogg as his acting national security advisor. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday a meeting of the alliance's defense ministers will focus on the need of members to increase the amount of money they spend on defense. He told reporters in Brussels that countries boosted defense spending by $10 billion last year, but he said only five of the 28 NATO members are meeting the target of allocating 2% of their GDP to defense. U.S. federal judge James Robart says the case challenging President Trump's temporary travel ban from seven countries will move forward. The Justice Department Monday asked him to put the case on hold until the Ninth Circuit Court makes a decision on the overall legality of the order. Robart is the judge who ruled earlier that people from the seven countries can enter the U.S. if they have valid visas. This is VOA News. The United States has designated Venezuela's vice president an international narcotics trafficker under its Kingpin Act. The U.S. says Tariq Zaidan El-Aissami Mada controlled planes and drug routes and protected and facilitated other narcotics traffickers operating in the South American country. Steven Mnuchin is the U.S. Treasury Secretary.
This action demonstrates the president's seriousness about fighting the scourge of drugs in the United States. In addition, he wants to send a clear message to the people of Venezuela that America stands with them.
El-Aissami shrugged off the action, calling it imperialist aggression. He said it only deepens his commitment to the movement started by the late Hugo Chavez. According to South Korean and Malaysian officials, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was killed Monday in Malaysia. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported Kim was killed by two unidentified North Korean female agents. The report says the agents stabbed Kim at Kuala Lumpur International Airport with poisoned needles. They then hailed a cab and fled the scene. Aidan Foster Carter is an expert on North Korea.
Of course, we are running ahead here. I mean, it's just conceivable he might have had gambling debts, but then it would have been a quick bullet, wouldn't it, or something like that. It all smacks a bit of sort of the James Bond-type methods, which, again, North Korea is slightly famous for.
Kim Jong-nam was once considered the heir apparent to lead North Korea, but he fell out of favor with his father, Kim Jong-il, after a failed attempt to visit the Japan Disneyland. A senior United Nations official says the fragile ceasefire between the Ukrainian government and the Russian-backed rebels in eastern Ukraine may not hold. The rebels have renewed the siege of the airport at Donetsk. Lisa Schlein reports.
Although calm has returned, Neil Walker, the UN resident coordinator and humanitarian coordinator in Ukraine, says the situation in eastern Ukraine remains very serious. He says the fighting between January 29th and February 3rd was extremely intense. Walker says there were more than 40,000 violations of the ceasefire during a 10-day period, which is more violations than normally would occur during a whole month. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The New York Times newspaper reports that Russia has secretly deployed a ground-launch cruise missile that may be in violation of the 1987 U.S.-Russia Arms Control Treaty. The State Department would not directly comment on the report, but indicated concern over violations of another arms treaty. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.